What can you do this weekend that won't cost you anything? In fact, what can you do in London that don't cost nothing at all? Talk the Walk with John the Cabby, BBC 94.9. We live in the most beautiful city on the planet Earth, and let's go around and have a look at the joys that are there to be seen. Talk the Walk with John the Cabby, BBC 94.9. My name's Big George, and I talk to cab driver John Kennedy about the best walks in London. It's fascinating. Talk the Walk with John the Cabby, BBC 94.9. And here's a cast iron guarantee. It's walking through the streets of London, but without any sight of Ralph McTell.
Oi! How you doing, John? All right, man?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Good, good, good. Is it, we've had a double helping of you.
Yes, yes. Well, only because, you know...
We missed you last week, though.
Yeah, busy last week, and then thought, well, why not fill in rather than, you know, leave a gap. Mm-hmm. Fill the gap in, I think.
Yeah.
Polyfiller. Yeah. Call me now or something.
Oh, well, I have to say that it's lucky we're not on TV, because that shirt would strobe. It's giving my eyes wee.
There's a story about this shirt.
Go on, then.
Well, the story is that I was going for a gingham check.
Yeah.
A particularly nice gingham check. Yeah. In a certain store like M&S, yeah. Yeah. I like their shirts. So, mm-hmm. I mean, other shirts, I have other shops and whatever.
Not with Marks and Spencers on the label. It's the only place you'll get them.
Yeah, and they didn't have it. So I thought, I'll go for the second best. And then I see this other shirt that I like a city stripe shirt. Also, I've done, because I used to work with British Gas near the city, like on the borders of Holborn. And I got one of them ones, the blue and the white. And then I didn't think of looking at the price. And then I go up to the till, and I'm expecting 40. But the two together then end up 70.
Ooh.
Yeah, and this was the dearer one. So it's a bit different, a bit pinky, a bit stripy.
It's a bit stripy. It cuts a dash.
Yeah, it looks all right with the old brand calls, doesn't it?
Yeah, you always look good.
Yeah,
I like him, Ollie. No, I don't care what you say. He's a smart man. The other day, I was in the pub for lunchtime, and suddenly the person behind the bar said, I know someone who knows you. And I went, oh, my word, here we go. And I thought, yes. Who's that? And then they said, John the Cabby. I collapsed. Yes. And then it was all a blur until 5 minutes before I came on air that night. Right, John, now, last week we were in Horse Free Road,
didn't we?
Coming up from the Thames.
Yep, yeah, and we got to, remember, Mountall Street, that mm-hmm. beautiful sort of Georgian street we did, with Vincent Square, and then we stopped. Remember, we were looking to the right, weren't we? We got to Vincent Square, and we looked to the right, and I mentioned the tower you could see in the distance, and I said I'd say what it is, and what it was, that was part of Westminster Cathedral. And anyone that ever walked past Westminster, because it's hidden, Westminster Cathedral, it's a beautiful building where it is, but it's surrounded by, again, buildings and offices. But where you see it on Victoria Street, when you look at it, you see the influence of the architecture and the moors. But when you see the tower in isolation, especially at night because it's lit up, it is quite something. And from Mountall Street, Vincent Square, in the dusk, in the evening, look to your right, because the stonework, the brickwork, is just fantastic. But in the daylight, yeah. Vincent Square comes into its own.
Right, Vincent Square.
Beautiful square. Absolutely.
No, I've never been down here.
Well, do you know what it is? It's a playing field for a Westminster school.
How lovely.
Not public. This is a playing field for mm-hmm. a decent school, you know, a good school. How lucky they are, because this is a big old size. When you actually look on a map, look down, you do get and when you walk round it, actually, if you want to get fit, probably a good square to start jogging round this is, or walk a section, jogger section. And what you'll notice is it's very different. One side of the square's houses, one side of the square seems to be businesses, other side of the square seems to have a hotel and some nice newer apartments with a business thrown in. But the bit where we turn right, so we're at Mountall Street, we're going to turn right straight onto Vincent Square.
Right.
And what you'll notice is, the first building, the Royal Horticultural Society, with a Lindsay Library, a library in the building, the Lindsay Building, inside, it's meant to be the world's best library on horticultural. It says it on the tin, on the railing.
It says it's the best.
Yeah, and the building itself is that red brick, that lovely stone steps, the grey columns. Mm-hmm. It's what you expect, really, of a building of that era. And it is quite stunning. And outside, they've got their little signs telling you the big thing's coming soon for them. What is it? It's the Chelsea Flower Show. These are the people, this is where it is all organised from. And these are people that put on probably some of the most fantastic displays of flora, plants, gardens, whatever exists on the globe.
It's a big deal, isn't it?
This is a massive deal.
It's a big week for cab drivers as well, isn't it?
Just the 19th to the 23rd, mm-hmm. I mean, I suppose you could, if I'm really honest, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not looking forward to the traffic, but this year, because things ain't so great, you are actually looking forward to events like this, because this is what keeps you going.
Yeah.
You know, it's like events like this, the Stella, Wimbledon, will give you that boost, let you dream again. you know, that you dream about.
That you might be out of a bacon sandwich and a cup of tea at the Oak Grove.
With sugar.
Right.
I mean, if you're not that I take sugar, no. So it's a beautiful building. Next door, what you'll notice then, is a slightly more modern-looking building, but not too modern. It's part of the Westminster Kingsway College. And but then, as we walk nearer to Rochester Road, what we will notice is another part of the Westminster Kingsway College set up. And what you need to look at here is the windows. They are crisscrossed. It looks like someone's getting rid... You know, like when they used to put the crosses on the tapes on windows for the Blitz. But it's just more Art Deco-y, this building. And what you'll notice is just the windows form diamonds, they do. Like, and it's different. You don't often see that set up on windows, do you? When we used to more, maybe a bit of leaded light, but not for this era of a building. And it just stood out, it did. It looked a bit different. And you can see a bit of a dining hall, a restaurant there, you can, on the right-hand side.
So is this predominantly a business area, or are there people that live here?
Because people live here, and there's
the first
a
half
bit
of Horsley Road is pretty much business, isn't it?
Definitely. So this area here is a mixture of some business, some beautiful isolated houses, obviously like Horticultural Hall, what we've got here, obviously that wonderful playing field. I mean, to live on one side of this square and look on that beautiful playing field is fantastic. Has been used by the air ambulance in the past, by the way. If you look at the size of it, it's big enough to land, I'll tell you what.
You
can land four or five Chinooks here, no problem.
Yeah.
So an air ambulance, it's a big open space, you know, and it obviously it's
because this is an area, it's got quite a lot of old-fashioned type council houses, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're going to come across a few of those tenement blocks as well shortly. Yeah,
okay.
So it is a mixed area. It's got a oddly enough, off the square, it's got a hospital. I mean, so I'll tell you how mixed it is. It's a hospital where people who have mental health issues.
Right.
So it's a real old mixed bag, the area is.
We go round, because it's one way, isn't it?
But we're just turning right, we are. But you can go right round the square, but we're just going to turn right, and we're heading towards... So we've got all the buildings I've talked about are on our right-hand side, but you look to that left, and look how green and lush that field is. Mm-hmm. They'll be getting the cricket pitches ready now. That's the thing, you know, and it's lovely to hear that. I mean, I like cricket. You know, I like a bit of spin.
Yeah, I don't know why, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the politicians do as well, isn't it?
A bit of spin, yeah.
No, but I mean, it's good to hear that noise of a bit of willow and leather in on the bat, you know, and I think it's a great game. Once you understand it.
Yeah. You know, I don't think you have to understand it, actually.
Great game to have a drink at. A pint and then wake up when there's a roar. If that's the test match.
And then say, what happened?
Yeah.
Because you've missed it. That's what it is. You've missed what happened. Yeah.
But then with the 2020 version of the game, what they've managed to do is bring a bit of razzmatazz into the game. But this is a particularly beautiful... Well, it says it here, look, the Royal Hawk called Salty on my map, Lindley Hall. It is a particularly beautiful square. Right. Worth a walk round if you want. Bit of good for a walk off if you've been into the old Astral Cap. Take that good for the old walk of dinner off it is.
All right. So where are we coming off? How are we getting off of Vincent Square?
So we just go straight. We've literally turned right. We have at Vincent Square, and we're going to come to a junction, and it's called Rochester Road. And we're going to turn right onto Rochester Road.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Because we're only looping on ourselves here, and like back towards Horsley Road.
Right.
Just sort of like completing that walk we started on Tuesday. Now what you will notice the minute you come to the junction at Vincent Square and right turn Rochester Road, bang opposite. It's some really beautiful red brick buildings. And they stood out. And I mean, I go past these every single day, I'd say. This is a road that is used by cab drivers a hell of a lot, Rochester Road. You know, it's just one of those routes. You'll be down it once, I'd say, in a shift. If not once every 2 days, you'll use it. And what you notice is they're almshouses. They're actual almshouses. And there's inscriptions further up high on the almshouses here. And what's really nice is that someone, because the inscriptions are so high, someone took the good measured tent, I'd say, and they put a little frame they did at eye level to tell you what the inscription says.
Now, I love it when that kind of thing happens. Because you know that you and me have got you started it, and I've taken it on, so I kind of nicked your idea. Get all the statues off of the plinths.
Yeah, completely. Bring them eye level.
And then use the plinths and build a big building just using the sides of the plinths.
You could.
You know, and then that would be Plinth House. So all of the, you know, like, and because you would
plinth
take...
Plinth Walk.
Yeah, Plinth Walk. And so you could have the information that was on the plinth next to the statue, but take all those plinths because, you know, like, they're beautiful stone, and make a building with them.
Yeah, I mean, because when you think the size of this stone as well, I mean, it's solid granite, some of this stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or Portland stone. It's complete and utter.
It's a waste.
It is a waste, I mean, to have hewed and crafted that, and you think, well, actually, You're far better off taking a picture next to something and letting people integrate with the statue.
Then looking up.
Yeah.
I know.
It's the class issue. It is that. Without any doubt.
So what are these inscriptions? What are they talking about?
Well, it's about who set up the almshouses here. And the first one was really interesting because there's two groups of small houses. And the first one says, this is number, I think this is 42 if I'm right. Yes, it's 38. What's the bone? And it, 42, sorry, and it says, the Reverend James Palmer founded almshouses in Palmer's Passage for six old men, for six old women. I think that's quite nice, isn't it, really? And it tells you about the almshouses, United Westminster, 1882. They were placed, they were in that actual position. But they were put there a little bit, erected actually originally in 1656 and then re-erected in 1881. And then you've got this beautiful open courtyard there and this bigger, more prominent house. Lovely railings. What's nice about this is you drive past it, you don't take as much notice as you should of it because there's some, again, we've got these really good, big, mature trees we have. So that tends to hide things a bit better. And then on the next, after that bit of courtyard, the next row of little houses there, number 38, watch the row, it talks about the inscription, Mr. Emery Hill. And it's how the parish, basically, that he worked in, the almshouses of 1708. Christian reader in the hope, thy assistance. So he was after, I think he did this, gave this in the hope that it would do him good.
When you've got a lot of fan mail coming so far. Can I read you some of your fan mail?
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you some. We got someone who's said that the hospital, the mental health hospital, is also the home for the big heroin and drug detoxes. Mm. You know, this is one of the big places that kind of thing happens. They've also said that the theological halls of residence are there, and this person spent one term there, and they danced with their boyfriend, Andy, at a party with the Dean of Westminster.
Oh, fantastic.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's, and then they say, please, could you get John to talk about Greek and Roman architecture? They love it when you talk about the frilly bits. They do. See, Dennis doesn't like you talking about the frilly bits, but everyone else does. And then Francis has got in touch, although I'm not talking to him, really. I don't see why I should. And he said, another good evening. While big old John the cabbie is on the scene, his descriptions of these walks vividly remind me of so many walks I have taken on my many visits to your truly beautiful city. But I think he thinks that we're broadcasting from York. So I'm not sure if he's got the right place. Anyway, so we're on Rochester Road. We've
looked at the two lots of almshouses and just admire the architecture. Admire the gate. I do like the old railings and the gates because they serve a purpose. They keep people out, but they don't stop you looking in either. You know, and you've got, I always think when I put my hands up the railings, that's what life behind bars would be like, maybe. You know what I mean? It's like for that moment you look at it, you know. But what happened then? Turn around and look straight across the road that you've crossed to get to these almshouses. And what you'll find is a church. And again, this is called St. Stephen with St. John. A grey, slightly dirty looking church. But I walked up to the entrance. The gates were actually chained, but again, they're railings. And you know, like when you see on a church entrance, they've got that porchway, haven't they? This has a beautiful porchway and a fantastic, a Norman arch. But I looked in and the beautiful timber inside the roof. This is old. This is good. This is beautiful looking. But what was even more interesting then was the frilly bits.
Was there a lot of frilly bits?
The faces.
Hang about. We have to. Ollie, I'll put it out now. For those of you who do not like frilly bits being talked about, switch off now for 45 seconds. Right, frilly bits then.
Yeah, well, they're just the carvings. They were the faces. Mm-hmm. And you look at them, and the one on the left, I'm thinking, was that a female, or is it, or isn't it? And then the one on the right, I wasn't sure either.
Go down on Conza Street a lot of the times, you can't tell down there. So, it's, you know, nothing much has changed, John.
But where you're standing...
Yeah. You go over river to Vauxhall, you're even in more trouble.
Yes, gay capital of London. Vauxhall, it's an amazing place, good work for taxi cab drivers. But where you're standing at that porchway, look up then to your left immediately, and what you'll notice then is the spire, and it you can see this probably could do with cleaning up, I'd say, this church. Right. But then at the same time, churches have that eerie feel about them. But you see the spires and the miniature spires then around it, but the stonework particularly on that porchway alone is exceptional. the detail in the faces. Normally you'd get a gargoyle, isn't it? You see on some of these buildings. This wasn't. This was real faces. You could actually, not like when you see Hamlet when he was talking to the skull, you could put your hand under this face.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a skull, it's the head. And you could get a good, quite a good picture with it, you know, because it's quite a reasonable size. And I haven't noticed that before, George. This is the thing. It shocked me a little bit. Because there used to be, when we walk away from this now, we're walking towards Horsefree Road now, or Greycoat yeah. Place. Used to be a petrol station all the cab drivers used to use on the left-hand side. It's gone now. Really gutted. This was a diesel stop just for literally taxi cab drivers. Always there, great, 24-hour. Like a lot of things, they're just gone. And yeah. It just makes life a bit harder for you. Then you've got this ugly 1960s building. Then one's gone missing. We've just walked past a zebra crossing. Now, a lot of people who are in different countries don't, they're not, you know, zebra crossing. Yeah, it's got the two bleacher beacons. And even in London, they're becoming rare, zebra crossings are. They've taken thousands out, Transport for London. They've gone. They put pelican crossings in.
See, I don't like that.
I don't. The zebra crossing, if people are driving safely and competently, you give respect to the road user. Yeah. And I think you get better drivers. Whereas you get this amber gamblers, isn't it?
Yeah.
With pelican crossings.
The amber gamblers.
Waiting to jump the lights then when it's flashing
amber. Yeah, waiting for the flash, waiting for it. Yeah.
Whereas when you just let someone take their time.
Do you know the other thing? You get kids, them pesky kids, walk past and push the button.
Yes, and it all stops. And
how many times have you gone and a pelican crossing goes red, no one walk past and push the button?
Yes, and it all stops. And
how many times have you gone and a pelican crossing goes...
Not waiting, they do these little systems, they do put things on loops, they do. But this is, again, a nice tree-lined road street here. We get to this roundabout, then we do. And this actually, I'll tell you what's weird about this junction, I'm at Great Goat Place. It's got a mini roundabout, a little dot painted in the road.
Yep.
But this is actually a very busy junction. Because you get a lot of traffic, a lot of bendy buses, a lot of taxi cabs, a lot of vehicular traffic coming up Horsefree Road, turning left at one little mini roundabout, coming to the second one.
Are you saying that it should have lights?
No, I'm not. Definitely not. No, maybe a monument. In the middle. Maybe what we need is plinth house in the middle or something. It's that big. You could actually, you know what? You could fill a house in here because it's so big that you often do get people. They don't give way. They just continue.
Right.
They do. So we're going to turn to the right. We are at the top here, okay? Mm-hmm. From Rochester Road, because you go left or right, Greycoat Place, and what you'll notice then on our left is a fire station. And I always think this actual. If you think of this area, it's got the lot. You know, in the sense, it's got its politics, it's got its politicians, it's got its residential, it's got its council, it's got its private,
yeah.
It's got its...
Lovely old fire station, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and this is a proper old London County Council fire station.
Yeah.
Beautiful building, and they're a good bunch, they are, down there as well.
Yeah.
On all the watches down there, and they do a fantastic job.
I think
job.
Most of them are plumbers, on their 4 days off.
Some of them are, they do. Well, that's changing now, their shift patterns, aren't they? I mean, you know, it is just changing. Remember after that last dispute they had? Well, I can remember stopping at them anyway and just wishing them well, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I always think it was... I always thought it was funny. We had politicians who had 2-3 jobs were saying it was wrong for a fireman to have 2 jobs.
Yeah.
If someone wants to do 2 jobs, do you know what? It means they want to work hard.
Yeah.
As long as they're fit for their main job.
They 4 days on, 4 days off.
As long as they're fit for their main job, it don't affect their main job, fine. Yeah. What's wrong with that? I think it's something we should be proud of. Someone wants to work hard. And provide for their own family.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
You know, but I did find it odd though when we had people going, oh, they got second jobs. Really? Oh, like yourselves.
Yeah.
Bit hypocritical, isn't it? You know,
Anyway, did you just say that the politicians are hypocritical? See, I can't equate that. Anyway, so we've gone past the fire station, it's a lovely fire station.
It is a beautiful fire. And then again, a big double zebra crossing with the old island in the middle. But then to your right again, we've got another wonderful looking building. The Greycoat Hospital School. So this is a really old school that is on the site. Mm-hmm. Beautiful little tower, lovely clock, nice bit of magnolia colour, lovely brickwork. And they do wear the old grey uniform that the school kids there do. And actually, I find them really well behaved when you're out there, when they're all...
Yeah.
You know, like when a school piles out. It's not one of the schools that you tend to find. It hasn't got no police officers outside, but they were community support officers. I mean, I think that's a good sign when you don't need that. You know, I think that means you probably got a good structure in the school.
Yeah.
Good mix of children, good balance of children.
Mind you, the reason that they're maybe behaving so well is that they're trying to get themselves cast in Hollyoaks or something. Because just over the road...
It's one not far, just round the corner.
Oh, is it?
We are literally. You mean Channel 4, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not far. We'll come back in a moment.
All right.
Not far at all. No, because you are right. Where the building does at the back, you are right, the building is, the back of the building does literally go opposite to the Channel 4 building. Yeah. But where the front main entrance is, it's sort of like on the big roundabout, it is, like the, yeah, the main entrance there. But there's a couple of other little places that are worth a little look around it. If you like a market, mm-hmm, you like a bit of, you know, slightly cheaper goods, there's a little place down here called Stratton Grounds you can walk through. And it's quite a little busy little market there is that operating down there. Part pedestrianised, you know, obviously when the market's working, you don't have vehicle access. Once it's closed, they do let vehicle access. And it leads straight down to Victoria Street. You'll see it marked up Stratton Ground, it's called.
Yeah.
And it literally takes you right bang out opposite Scotland Yard on Victoria Street, on that corner it would, which opposite the Ballway there. So that's a little street where... Then Great Peter Street, we've got the juts out dead in front of us. And you'll see the big tenement blocks you were talking about now. Again, it's a housing association area, big housing association area actually around here, like the Pullins and the Guinness Trust are in this area, and they're impressive. These are solid stone, lovely big apartments.
Yeah,
and you know, all credit to the people that, you know, if you've got one there, you're in the heart of, well, you're in the heart, you're in everything, aren't you? You should be happy, I'd say. I mean, you might look, I don't think it matters. You can't afford to buy a home. Do you know what? Or you might not want to buy a home. You're in a brilliant part of London.
Yeah.
You can walk anywhere.
Yeah.
To anything, literally, of note. Mm-hmm. It's there. It's on your front door.
Yeah. I mean, it's a mile away from the West End, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a lovely mile away from the West
Beautiful
End.
Beautiful mile.
A no trouble mile, you know, because it's like you walk from there up Whitehall. No one's going to mug you in Whitehall, are they?
No, not at all. I mean, this is because of the air it is. Mm-hmm. There's always a cab about. There's always a copper about. There's always a fireman about. There's always something happening here, and you've got soldiers in around the area as well, because there's some barracks which we'll come to on future walks we will close by. And now we're back in that Horseferry Road, and what you will notice is none of them adverts you see on telly for a particular channel,
yeah,
at Channel 4, when, as you walk or when you're driving...
It's suddenly a load of random shapes suddenly turn, for just a second, into the number 4.
Well, they've got one made out of umbrellas.
You're joking.
Out of brollies, and it is impressive. You know what? I mean, they've had it made out of a bit of iron, whatever. This latest one, is made out of brollies. Actual umbrellas, all multicoloured, different types, small, big, large, round, you know. Didn't see a Union Jack body there, actually. You know, and I mean, they've been in the news this week, haven't they, about the possible merger, you know, that's been muted, Channel 4 and Channel 5. Well, I mean, I've thought of the name from already, George.
Channel 9.
No, Channel 4.5. I like that.
See, 4.5. See, I was adding them together. Mind you, Ollie, if you minus them, that'd be Channel 1.
Channel 4 plus 5. Sorry about that, but you know, like that Bruce Willis film, wasn't it? The Die Hard 4.1, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or something, went 4 point something. You know, but I thought Channel 4.5. I think I could market that one. But this building,
I hope that don't happen, because I love Channel 4, and I've never watched Channel 4. I mean, I don't watch either of them now, because I haven't got to tell you, but I always thought that I liked what Channel 4 stood for. Channel 5 didn't seem to bother me that much.
No, I mean, I think you look at its programme, it's American, mm-hmm, it is now. I mean, I think it's gone down a certain route, and I think for that, it may well need a merge, I think, at some point in the future. But this building, though, is stunning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This has got a walkway like no other. You're not sure what you're entering. When you get in them doors, and I've been in them, it is the banks, the way they've curved the television screens around the old reception desk they have. This is impressive. It does, you know, you step back a bit. You're in something. The lifts are on the outside. Slightly look at that look of the Lloyds of London look about it. A bit of a Pompidou chucked in there. A bit of the old Sainsbury's from up in Camden. You know, it's that, everything, the gubbins are on the outside rather than on the inside. Lots of air, lots of light, very modern, still looks modern today. And that's hard to do that with a building, isn't it? Normally buildings get dated very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And this one, it does work, actually. And considering, I mean,
it was built by the same guy, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, Richard Rogers
Parkinson. Richard Rogers, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, but this, you know, for
they
me.
They also done the dome as well, didn't they?
Yes.
So they can't get it all right, can
no,
they?
No,
and
no.
And also Terminal 5. In fact, if you think about it, most of these buildings, there's a theme going along it, isn't there? Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
You know, but you look at it, and I mean, it's got a lovely little curved drive as well on the front. So when you pull in, it's got that, I don't know, just something, the way that the thought process, the curve on that front protrudes onto the pavement, and the bollards in the curve with it. And then the drive, it's the small drive on that is just there for, it just works well, it does. It looks good. And it's, you know, it's just odd. It's sitting in the middle of a Georgian business district. So it shouldn't look good. It shouldn't work.
But you know, it's such an iconic building.
Oh yeah, that trick outside.
There's people, locals, that still hate it, but I think that it's one of those buildings that you need to have. It's, you know, it's not a square grey block. You know, this is a statement building. You may not like it, but it makes a statement, and I think it adds to that area. I think it adds to that area beautifully.
Yeah, it does. It works well. I mean, because sometimes you can, the quirkiness, the different, the cliche, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where, like, with the school does run down the whole side of that bit does run that road there, it does.
But none of this is Hampstead, though, is it?
No, definitely not. No. Okay. It's definitely, this is, I'd like to put a warning out, this is definitely not Hampstead.
Okay, fair enough.
Not that there's nothing wrong with Hampstead.
No.
One day we will get
one
there.
One day.
Yeah, it's not the cab. But, well, no, actually, I've been Hampstead lately, you know, I haven't.
No,
but I actually haven't been there.
Well, because all those actors are out of work. That's what it is. There's a load of out of work actors up there.
Yeah, and bankers.
Yeah.
Both sets.
I know, it's not a bit.
A double whammy. No, but I mean, you know what? You do notice it in this job. The places you're not going to.
Mm hmm.
It's so funny that you're not going to anymore. And it is less South Kens. You know, because I mean, South Kensington was a big European banker land.
Yeah.
You know, and it just doesn't happen now. You notice it because of the rank at Harrington Road. He's banged out with cabs. Mm-hmm. You know, just isn't happening.
Maybe if I get thrown out of my flat, I might be able to get a cheap flat down there, eh?
Well, I've been told there's some cheap flats going in Chelsea on the auctions the other week.
But no, I can't buy them. I've got to rent them by the week. But
yeah, well, I'm not a fan of them auctions like that. I think it's just preying on people's misery.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it personally. I mean, good luck to anyone who takes part in one, though, if you do, you know.
Yeah, well, but it won't be me taking part in one.
No, but this walk, though, on our right, by the way, we do have a TA centre, by the way, and I found that there's a pipe and drum band practice here, by the way.
Yeah.
But this is a particularly wonderful part of London. And if you're feeling thirsty, do you know what? Let's break the golden room. You can always walk down the road and pop to that wonderful little cafe I frequent from time to time called the Astral.
The Astral Cafe.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Tony says hello, by the way.
Hello, Tony.
And welcome.
Who's that? Tony from the Astral Cafe?
Tony from the Astral Cafe. And his staff, they're brilliant. No, they really are. I mean, they take care of us taxi cab drivers. They
well, someone's got to, haven't
yes.
they? Someone's got to do that. John, as ever, mate,
yes.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in. You'll be in next week?
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah. Do you want to know where we're going next week?
Where are we going?
Well, we're not going to Hampstead. We're going to Manchester Square. We're doing an in and out. A bit of an okie cokey.
What, Manchester Square just down the road here?
Yeah, we're going around the square.
Oh, I love Manchester.
And we're going in a certain building. So it's a bit of an okie. So, you know, we're okay. You know, because the weather is a bit inclement. 1 minute sunshine, which we had the last few days.
We're not going to go into the Gromit building, are we?
No.
Okay. Now, you know that Manchester Square is kind of like my front doorstep.
Yes.
Well,
this is a particularly special area, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a very special area.
Because of that, I think.
Yeah. You will be including a crocodile in this, won't you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, as long as you are, John. It's always good to have you, and thank you very much indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, John the Cabbie there.
Talk the walk with John the Cabbie, BBC 94.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, John the Cabbie. They're loving it, Ollie, they're loving it, I promise you. Here we go, John.
Talk the walk with John the Cabbie, BBC 94.9.
Hang about, Ollie, he thinks I'm taking the mickey out of him. John, don't throw a boomerang in my face. Oh!
Talk the walk with John the Cabbie, BBC 94.9.
That's right, you are tuned to BBC 94.9.